Hi, my name is Orlando, co-founder of Just Press Playhouse and one of the writers and performers in Time Trip, which is an adventure comedy that follows Private Trip Time Skipper as he searches for a way back home through time and space. Here are just a few of the highlights from Season 1. Thanks for listening and happy adventures!
Following audio drama is rated PG for parental guidance.
This is Just Press Playhouse.
The year is 1944. Fearlessly fighting on the European front, Private First Class Trip Time Skipper prepares to cross into enemy lines.
Take this letter. If I don't make it back, tell my dad that I'm sorry. Tell him Mom and I will be watching from the stars.
You'll tell him yourself, Trip. You're gonna make it.
Here we go, man!
Yes, sir! Captain, sir!
Are you ready to set those charges, son?
Ready, Captain.
Get in there and blow that bunker to bits. We're counting on you.
Yes, sir, Captain.
Let's move out!
Entering the battlefield, Trip and his unit struggle to find their bearings in the morning mist.
Keep low. Use the fog for cover.
I can't see for crap in this thing.
Stay close, Andy. This way.
What are they saying? Something about a guy named Schwartz?
No. Schwartz means dark in German. They're saying the dark one.
The dark one? What the hell?
Fall back! Fall back to the trenches!
Trip, where are you going? The captain said fall back!
Finishing my mission. I'm setting these charges.
Are you crazy? You'll die out there. Don't be a hero.
I can make it. I know I can.
Then I'm coming with you.
No, Andy. You can't. You have to take my letter back.
I'd feel a lot worse if I didn't go with you. Don't make me regret this.
Come on, let's go.
Getting awful tight up here.
Just like Ransom Canyon back home.
Watch your head! There's the bunker. I see it up ahead. Time to blow.
Hand me the quick fuse.
Make sure it's on nice and tight.
Match.
Here, it's my last one.
What? Why would you bring only one match with you?
Shut up and light the damn thing.
Okay, here goes nothing.
Trip? I'm shot.
Andy? Andy!
Lasse die Sprengstoff! Rush!
No! You dirty Nazis!
Die Schwarz!
Die Schwarze!
Die Schwarze!
Ruhe durch, Soldaten! Wer haben wir hier?
Are you the Dark One?
Verzeihung, guter Herr. Haben Sie die Zeit?
What?
The time. Do you have it? Sorry about your friend. We all have to go sooner or later. The bomb, if you please.
Andy.
Oh, come, come. No need to be a hero. No one wants to die like this. Young and alone. You've still got time. Give me the bomb.
You can burn in hell. My legs. I can't feel my legs.
Narrowly escaping with his life, Trip is rushed to the nearest army evac hospital, where two shadowy government officials pay him a visit.
It's a shame about your legs.
Shame.
And your friend.
You did good, kid. Help turn the tide. You're a hero.
Nazis are on the run. You've done a great service to your country. We're proud of you.
Now the United States government would like to return the favor.
We're going to help you. Get you walking again.
Have you talked to my dad?
No. We couldn't get a hold of him.
Must be busy.
Can't get a hold of him. Maybe he doesn't want to talk to me.
Which would you rather hear?
We just want to make you comfortable.
The United States government isn't done with you yet, son.
Fine. I'll do it. I've got nothing left to lose.
Good. Plane standing by.
In an attempt to cure his paralysis, Trip enlists in top secret government program, Project Nunya, headed by German-American scientist Dr. Myra Bitterman.
This especially fashioned timepiece, when worn around your wrist, will turn back your internal clock and your body will regenerate into a better, faster, stronger version of who you used to be.
If I don't make it, tell my dad that I'm sorry. Tell him Mom and I will be watching him.
Nonsense! Of course you're going to make it! Milo, press the button!
Button pressed.
My legs! I can feel my legs! It's a miracle!
Eureka! We did it! Oh, the genius now, Einstein! You sexist pig!
Dr. B, something's happening.
My God! The time forge is generating and rapidly deteriorating electromagnetic field, the gravitational pull of which will presently collapse private timeskipper into unsingularity.
You mean...
Yes! He is becoming a super massive black hole!
Oh, what's happening to me? Help!
Quick! Press more buttons! Cool down the hydrocrystal!
He's fading!
They're losing him, Milo! Reverse the polarity of the neutron flow!
That's not a real thing. Those words are nonsense.
I can feel everything!
My God, he's dematerialized!
Trip may be gone, but not for good! His matter flies in a million pieces, skips through parallel dimensions on the quantum plane, and instantly reassembles on the other side of a wormhole. But where is he? And more importantly, when is he? Just Press Playhouse proudly presents the continuing adventures of Private Trip Time Skipper in Time Trip.
You know, my dad has this old watch my grandpa left him. He always reminded me it would be mine someday. A father's duty is to give his son a watch, he'd say. Funny thing is, the blasted thing hasn't ticked in years. Completely broken. Useless. What good is a broken watch, I asked, and he'd say, don't think of it as having a broken watch. Think of it as having all the time in the world. Nobody knows what's going to happen next. We're all flying by the seat of our pants. All we got is a few more minutes. Some of us have less than others. I've stared death in the face, sacrificed my legs, lost people I loved. My dad wouldn't even talk to me anymore, not even when I was laid up in the hospital with my legs blown to bits. I never wished for death more than at that moment. But life kept ticking on. Nothing's certain. Never is. But there's one thing I do know for sure.
What's that?
I've still got time.
Let's go kill him. Corpse is dead.
Move! Move! Move!
Watch your backs!
Take that! And that!
Hey, this is kind of fun.
On your left!
Prepare to meet your maker. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name.
Hoo-wee! Look at him Schmeller's fall! The watch was right! Just hit him square in the head!
Oh, crap, the watch! Dr. Bitterman! Dr. Bitterman! Come in, Dr. Bitterman! Where could you be?
On your right!
There's the barn!
Stump it! Where's the dynamite?
Just inside the door, on the floor, to the left!
Caracas!
Way ahead of you, Sheriff!
I've got five more coming in, 2 o'clock!
Trip.
Damn it! Keep your eyes open!
Thanks, Feathers.
I've got them!
All right, let's get to the stagecoach. Everybody, keep together!
Don't have to tell me twice!
Sheriff, Doc!
That was my barber.
There's too many! We're never gonna make it!
Keep the faith.
Feathers! Watch your tin!
Rawr!
Curly!
Get away from her, you smeller! Ow! Dag nabbit, I got bit!
Stop it! Forgive me, Curly.
They're dragging me off!
Stumpy! Help! I can't get to him!
Hey, Stump! Where'd they take you?
Oh, my leg! They tore off my leg!
Leave him! He's lost to us now!
He saved my life!
Thank him by remaining alive!
Ow! My leg's gone! I got a stump now! Hear that, Duke? Stumpy's got a stump! Ow! All these smellers are tearing me up!
No!
They're closing in!
The stagecoach is up ahead!
We have to find a gap to get through.
We can make it. Sheriff, you and Feathers corral the horde. Trip, vamos!
I don't think we're getting out of this mess alive, Feathers.
Now you listen to me, John Duke. I ain't seen you get all sober finally just so you can go off and die before I give you that bath.
What are you doing thinking of baths at a time like this?
Because I aim to take it with you.
You mean, oh, to hell with this. I'm gonna live.
Is it safe? Is it safe?
You pigs! If this ridiculous display of torture is supposed to intimidate us, you'll be disappointed to know you are failing miserably.
Yeah, man. Try your worst.
The United States government does not torture. These are enhanced interrogation techniques. First, we torture a complete stranger in front of you.
I thought you said you didn't torture.
Quiet!
Jeez, dude.
As I was saying, first we torture... We interrogate a complete stranger in front of you. Then we interrogate someone you know. Then we interrogate someone you love. Once these avenues have been thoroughly exhausted, we go on to interrogate you. Believe me, you don't even want to know how torturous that will be.
Stop! Can't you see he's had enough?
Then tell me, is it safe?
You haven't even told us what it is!
Take a break, Johnson.
Beat it.
But I haven't even started phase two of the interrogation yet. I'm still at the torture... interrogating a stranger part.
Change of plan.
New tech.
We're in charge now.
We are taking over.
Now beat it.
Scram.
Yes, sir.
And take Sparky here with you.
Grab the sizzler and go.
Sorry about that.
Apologies.
It wasn't our intention to start you with the EITs just yet.
We got a little ahead of ourselves.
I'm Agent Wolf Skulder. This is my partner, Brenda Mully.
Mully and Skulder. Project Nunya Recruitment.
You must be thirsty.
You look parched.
Been sitting here for what, 10 hours?
Awful long time.
Awful long time indeed.
Awful long, long time indeed, indeed.
What is this? Are you two doing a beat?
Yeah, what are you doing, Mully? Starting to sound like an echo chamber in here.
I told you, Skulder. Things are going to be different this year. I'm tired of not taking point on these assignments. No more walking two steps behind you all the time. We're equals.
Do we really need to have this discussion now? In front of these people?
I've been talking about this for weeks. You never listen. You constantly interrupt me and nothing ever gets resolved.
No, I don't know, Mully. I feel things have been pretty equal in this partnership already. All things considered.
I get paid 30 cents for every dollar you make.
My skill set is probably higher than yours.
I'm a medical doctor. What did you go to school for?
Paranormal activities.
I rest my case.
I'm sorry to interrupt this extremely enlightening debate on workplace inequality, but can we please get back to the point?
Yes. As I was saying, you must be thirsty.
In need of liquid refreshment.
Oh, look what I have here.
Check this out.
A soda.
Pop.
Coca-Cola.
They didn't have Pepsi.
What do your people want?
Your laboratory.
It's completely destroyed.
Millions of dollars of government property up in smoke.
Poof. Gone.
And the subject, Private...
Time Skipper.
I got it. The subject, Private Time Skipper, no known whereabouts.
Remains not found.
Something fishy going on.
Stinks like the Coney Island cyclone on the 4th of July.
The United States government put a lot of trust in you.
We could have gone with Einstein.
We didn't. We went with you.
Don't disappoint us.
Give us what we want!
What do you want to know?
Time Skipper!
Where is he?
He's... gone.
Yeah, gone.
Gone?
What do you mean he's gone?
Gone where?
Where did he go?
He's... gone.
Wait.
What? You mean...
You mean... gone?
For good?